Hey, and we're back on this gloomy Friday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice what I like days like today. Usually I wish I could stay in bed all day, but, you know.
We made him get up.
What are the chances? So we have our next guest here. We have Patrick Ryan. The name of your business is Coach From Within?
That's the name of the website, but my business is Future Sources.
Future Sources.
Yes, but the website is coachfromwithin.com, yeah.
Okay. And so tell us what you do at Coach From Within, or with your business.
Yes, and first of all, thank you for having me here. I'm really happy to see you again. Oh. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Should we mention that what you were here for?
We just met at one other show.
We just met.
Ooh,
yes.
That sounds
Patrick
mysterious.
Was here before. No, I did an interview here at Nat Radio prior to this, so it's good to have you back.
So coachfromwithin.com, basically, it's pretty says just like that. I'm helping people in reaching their goals and achieving what they want to achieve and really becoming more of what they want and getting their dream actualized and thinking out of the box. And coaching is a support system that really helps you to bring the gap together between who you are and who you want to become.
Yeah. Okay. So how, what?
We're distracted, right?
We got people coming, people going. We got to kind of keep our eye out, corner of our eye, see what's going on in here. But
do you want me to repeat?
No. But thanks for asking. So now I'm just curious. I'm going to ask you all these questions at once and then you can respond. But just curious how long you've been doing this, how you got into this,
how does it work?
Yeah, how does it work? What's special about coaching from within?
Okay, many questions all in one.
I know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can do it all in one sentence. I'm sure of it.
Oh, that's a challenge. Okay, just briefly, I was working in human resources, helping people to find jobs. But see, I had a personal agency. I come from Switzerland originally.
From where, sorry?
Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
And so I was fascinated by human nature, and I always want to help them. So I started to do training, and so corporate training and training and development for people. And then in 2000, I went to Asia. I went to different countries. I lived in 8 different countries on 4 different continents. And I arrived in Canada, and I discovered the coaching profession. I was doing some kind of consulting before, but coaching is different.
It's more personal,
I guess, if nothing else, right?
Yes, because I discovered that profession as being something that helps people from within, and that's why I called my company Coach From Within. It really helps you to discover the nuggets you have inside and then make them shine, you know, and really take them out. Mm-hmm. A coach helps you to think in 3D because we see ourselves in 1D. And so having a coach is really help you to bounce ideas off of and then helps you to really actualize and redesign life when that is what you want. Mm-hmm. And what was the other question? So how I came to that is because it's a passion to really see people evolve and become more conscious, more aware of who they are, and helping them to achieve their dream or their life or just have more balance in their life. Because you touch so many things, you know, and it's people who come to a coach are so different, and they have all different reasons. And so that's what makes it so beautiful and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other questions?
Okay, so there was how you got into it.
Yeah. I covered that.
It was the
how it works, which you're touching on, but you haven't described sort of the process that one goes through.
Yeah.
This is my technical writing thing.
You already want to go into that?
Well, I don't know.
All right, no problem. So the process is very simple. First of all, the person who wants to hire a coach is somebody who is motivated, right?
Right.
Motivated to really make a change, or have more clarity in the life, or get unstuck and really want to move on.
Right.
If you really want to see results in coaching, you need to think of at least a minimum commitment of 3 months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And after 3 months, you do a re-evaluation, say, okay, where am I at now? Do I want to continue? Most of my clients continue much longer, and I have seldom clients who quit. They maybe take some time off, you know, like maybe having a few months off, or having like every 2 weeks or instead of every week, things like that. But they continue because they see the value of it. They have really see a totally different outcome of where they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the process goes into the first time we get together is after they sent me back the questionnaire I have sent to them. And it takes 2 hours. This is what I call the discovery session. So we discover each other, we design the alliance, we say, okay, where are you at now and where you want to go? And so we design that alliance, and then we step up into the once a week session,
mm-hmm.
over an hour, 45 minutes to an hour of a session, and we do that every week.
Okay.
Do you give them exercises to do in between sessions that they have to complete?
They always have homework.
Yeah.
Depending, you know. What I like in coaching is that you dance in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like, it's not my agenda, it's my client agenda.
It depends on what they want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, here I'm here to support they're who they are, and to help them to become more of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not creating a new person. They are creating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there to support it.
Seems to be the theme of our day today, doesn't it?
What?
People providing aids to people to help themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, just a little digression.
Synchronicity.
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay. So now this is... you know, we hear about, okay, you mentioned you came to Canada, discovered the profession of coaching. Was this something that you had not heard of prior to arrival in Canada?
Well, you know, I hear about the athlete coaching, right?
Yes.
Sport coaching, which
right.
is actually a similar, a good analogy to make here, because if you want to become a top athlete, you cannot do it alone. You need to hire a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And in your life, the same thing. If you want mm-hmm. to become a top on top of your life, you know, and really become outperform above average, you hire a coach. So it's the same analogy. So I knew about that, and I was doing consulting, and so I came across the coaching. And said, I don't think I need that. I do consulting anyway. It's pretty much the same. But I realized that it's totally different way. Because consulting and mentoring is like more showing a direction and more... Yeah, mentoring is like more creating that... it's counseling more. And coaching is not that. Coaching,
it's very active, I guess.
It's
active on your part as the coach. You're actively working with the client to... You know, to bring them, you know, up.
Yeah, exactly. From inside out, that means you ask questions, very strategic questions that help to make you think and say, "Oh, I didn't think of that."
For example,
before, you know?
Give us a couple of those kinds of questions that one would ask.
Okay, well, I can maybe give you example of. Tell me what is it that you'd like to have more of in your life?
More of in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to write.
To write?
A novel, yes.
Oh,
more
freedom.
Time and
oh, right.
financial security to feel comfortable to take the time.
Okay, so tell me more about that. What is it that that are the roadblocks right now that you're facing?
Probably my own lack of self-discipline and, secondly, financial security.
Okay, so we have two elements here, and we're going to have to choose one to work on first.
Yeah.
Which one is the most important for you right now?
Well, financial security will come with time, I suppose, so I guess it would be the self-discipline.
Self-discipline, okay,
yeah.
Very good. So let's take that self-discipline component of
okay.
you.
Okay.
So what is it that you... that's make you go aside from your commitment to your dream?
Probably self-indulgence and lack of faith in myself to do it. Yeah.
Okay, and so lack of faith in yourself, that's interesting.
Well, I've thought about this, so that's,
You see where we're going? I mean, I could do
course.
A whole
yes.
coaching session
yes.
there, and we can go in depth, and we're not going to do psychiatry here, it's mm-hmm. also very important to understand.
Yeah.
We're going to realization, that made me think. Okay, let's go dig further if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can actually stop anytime because you're in control.
Yeah.
You can say, no, I don't want to go there. Okay, fine. We go somewhere else. Let's go to the other part.
Now, the reality, too, is that I would wager, just like myself, most people already know all this, don't they? And they just need somebody to bounce it off of and to remind them or to take them back to their...
I have an analogy I'd like to
share.
Go ahead. Patrick, you can...